Prepare yourself. You're about to listen to Super Gamescast 64 with your host, Trey Mitchell, and your other hosts, Austin Guttery and Connor Reisenhoover.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, failure!
What is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Super Gamescast 64. This is another episode in another week of another year. And I'm Trey Mitchell, doing another podcast with Austin Guttery.
That's right, it's me. I'm back for another week. 7 years and how many? We probably do, 45 weeks a year, maybe 40? Times seven, that's 200. That's 280 weeks, Trey.
It's too many.
It's too much of me.
It's too much. It's too much of all of us.
That's why we have Connor to balance it out.
Connor, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Facebook reminded me that a couple years ago today we did our 100th episode.
Wow.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So we've been doing this quite a while.
Look at us now. Look how much money we've made.
But look how much friendship we've gained.
Friendship's overrated, Connor.
I don't think so. Friendship.
What
is
have
the most
friends ever
thing.
Done for me?
I guess that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Look what I'm doing. Look at me now.
Get
imagine
paper.
If I had no friends. I would be a millionaire.
You'd be on that grind set.
I would, dude. You don't need friends if you're just grinding, you know?
Well, speaking of grinding, you've been grinding any levels in video games?
Oh, right? Man. Yeah, we should be bantering a lot more because I have nothing on that front.
How many points did you get?
I got so many points in Galgatron that you don't even want to know.
Galgatron?
Oh, my God. Yeah, Galgatron's this cool new arcade game. Went over to the...
get the high score?
The Slurp and Slime. That's the arcade, you know? And it was got the high score.
First off, the Slurp and Slime points. Sounds like a parody porno.
We should make that. Slurp and Slime. Kind of sounds like a slide. Like a Slurp and Slide.
It sounds like something we would have at 7-Eleven.
It does. Like a Slurpee. Yeah. Slurp and Slide.
Okay, Austin, that is a thing that you should pitch, the Slurp and Slide, where you use a Slip and Slide, but you use Slurpee
Sounds very safe.
We actually have talked about that before.
Really?
Yeah, we're not going to do that, because they are very against us showing any spilled product.
Because
it has
kind
to
of
be contained.
Right, because the stores have a reputation for having stuff spilled and wasting food. And stuff, so we have to avoid that.
You know what? Anytime someone complains about wasting food, I call them a pussy.
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
Where do homeless people get their food? From the trash.
Trash can.
So you're not wasting the food by throwing it away. You're feeding the homeless.
You are feeding the homeless.
By putting it in the dumpster for them.
This conversation reminds me of that meme where it's the little Doge who's like has a little instrument and he's making music. He goes, I hope someone listens to this, and then it's three bro doges being like, went to the grocery store today, bro. Oh, bro, that's crazy. That's kind of what we're doing right now. We're being a bunch of bros.
Did not follow. For
it's fine. We're just going to skip past
Don't
that.
Worry. Don't
Austin,
worry
what
about
are you even
it,
playing
man.
This week?
So I've dropped all games except one.
Are you playing Cookie Clicker?
No. I've been balls deep back in my yearly Civ fever. I have been playing Civ for hours.
Can I ask you
let me
a
feel
question?
Your forehead.
Yes.
Let me feel it.
What infects you and gets you back into Civ?
I don't know. Just kind of like when I'm looking for a thinking game.
A thinking man's
that's
game.
Like low pressure. Because, you know, like I... So Kirk mentioned to me that Age of Empires 4 is now on...
Here, give me a Kirk impression.
Hey, Age of Empires 4, it's on Game Pass now, and you can download it.
That's what he told me the other day, and I got really excited, and then I wanted to play it, and I was like, this game stresses me the fuck out. It doesn't really stop, and you have to constantly be making decisions, and if you go down the wrong way, then you're kind of fucked for the rest of the round, and it stresses me out. I like the ability to... sit back and plan with
you
Civ.
You like the long game of Civ.
I do. It's something I can play over the course of a month and play one game. Like right now I'm trying to do a world takeover, which is always fun. I'm playing as Vietnam, and I've just been having fun hopping on for a couple hours a day and making some decisions, some policy decisions. And it's a nice break from action, real-time, slice-em-up stuff before I tackle the rest of Zelda, Pikmin, and then Starfield. So it's a nice little...
Boy, I feel like you have quite a backlog going.
I feel like those other games are very right-brain, where you have to make creative decisions in real-time, whereas like Civ is a nice left-brain break from my job, which is very right-brained, and my... personal pursuits, which are creative, which I work on a lot.
I don't have those. And
I didn't ask if you did.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Please hold on questions.
I think I've said this on the podcast before, but Civ, like playing a game like Civ, is where like mentally I can feel like the limits of my brain capacity.
Same.
I'm not smart enough to understand it.
I can't juggle. Like keeping up with my Civ's abilities, then also planning out a government, and then also keeping up with city-state quests, and I focus on one of them too much, and then drop the ball on the others. But I'm doing okay. I'm in kind of a beef with Tamar from Georgia. I'm about to kill Gitarja of Indonesia. She's got two cities left. It's a fun way to just kind of be an evil, violent person on a grand scale while also being chill and relaxed.
Like normally you don't hear those things go together at all.
Yeah.
Well, because you could play like, I don't know, GTA or Fable and be a evil person, but it's stressful because you have to do it in real time.
What is your favorite and least favorite Civ to play as?
I really like playing as Robert the Bruce. I am a big population and production guy. I don't focus too much on culture or other stuff. I like to grow as big as I can and then just have production pumping out stuff to make up for my lack of science and stuff. So a well-balanced Civ like Scotland or America usually does well. But I recently, whenever I play, I've been picking random just to give me a challenge.
I really enjoy the ones that make money.
Those are fun, too. I really like... scheming my way into a ton of bucks.
Like, what's it's one of the Roman ones where it's like all roads lead to Rome.
Yep.
And so, like, any trade routes that pass through, like, you get extra money off of them.
It's Trajan's ability of Trajan wealth. And there's also,
I don't think so.
Mansa Musa of Mali also has. He's like all about gold, and it's great.
The other one, there's a Native American
Poundmaker.
Yes.
He's great. I really hope in Civ 7, which should be on the verge of an announcement. It's been a while. That there is some sort of economic victory, or they flesh out the economic aspect of the game where you can like make your own currency and there's like a world economy and maybe like a world exchange stock market thing. I think that'd be really neat.
So Gamescom is happening right now, which we will discuss in news in a little bit. But there is a Civ-like game that was announced.
Oh, yeah? By whom? Well, we'll talk about it.
You may be interested in.
Okay.
It looked pretty cool.
That's all I've been playing, and I'm curious what Connor's been playing. I'm not curious what Trey's been playing, because he's been playing nothing, except the Game of Life.
I've been driving so much. I do have an Uber story, Connor.
Did you pick up a hooker?
But go ahead with your story.
Well, I've just been playing more of Miles Morales. I also downloaded Blasphemous, which I don't know if you guys know what that is.
Are you allowed to play Blasphemous?
I think it's a fictionalized world. So.
As long as Jebediah is not in the room.
Okay, yeah.
I think it's a fictionalized world. But are you both aware of what Blasphemous is?
No.
I've heard of it.
Okay, so it's like...
forgot.
It's like it is a 2D... I'll call it a Metroidvania, but it's... it's like super difficult. It's like imagine the world of Elden Ring, kind of, where there's a bunch of monsters and stuff. But it is a 2D platformer, pixel, 16-bit type.
Are there monsters?
No, there's just a bunch of like creepy, like it's basically like all of the aesthetics of Elden Ring, where it's like kind of undead things, and then like unholy, like creepy looking things. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's a pretty fast paced platformer hack and slash. But the second one just came out, which is why I downloaded the first one.
Okay, yeah, I just noticed that it says Blasphemous 2. Okay, yeah, this does have a very eerie, like, late 90s aesthetic almost. See, look at this box art, right? Doesn't that look very...
It does look very,
like,
yeah.
Computer game looking?
It does.
Anyway, it's pretty fun. If you like 2D platformers, it's...
Ooh, this is pretty.
Yeah, if you like 2D platformers, it's very enjoyable. But I got it because I had never played it, and I had it a free download, and I wanted to play Blasphemous 2 because I watched someone play it online last week, and so I figured I might as well get in and play the first one first. So I am juggling Spider-Man, Miles Morales, which I should, I think, be done with by next week.
It's not a long game. Yeah,
yeah, I should be done with it by next week. I can see the end in sight, and then I'm going to try to finish Blasphemous as well. Sort of get things out of the way. I still have 1 month where I don't have anything like big on the horizon, because October is when we'll talk about this as well, but October is when the new Mario comes out.
I'm excited for that. And Spider-Man, same like day, right? Or same week?
It's like the same week, I believe.
Jeez.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what I've been on. Just trying to get some smaller games. I think I realized this week as well. I was just sitting down thinking about what types of games that I really enjoy, and it's so hard for me to get excited for a game I know is going to be like 60 or 70 hours.
You're our indie game correspondent. You're our small game guy.
There's a bunch of small games
that... Miles Morales.
Right.
There is a bunch of small games that I did see at Gamescom or saw some trailers for that I am very excited for, and we'll talk about those as well. But I do need to play Dave the Diver, which I have been looking at and talking about, and hopefully we'll talk about it because it looks so fun. And let me see. So
I'm pretty sure Snowman made a video about that.
I believe he did, and he helped me get hyped for it. So on my list of small games to play this year, I would really like to finish. I want to play Dave the Diver, and I want to play WrestleQuest.
No way.
Yeah, no way.
No way.
Which is an RPG with licensed wrestlers that came out like yesterday.
I was going to make a joke about it being John Cena's like WrestleQuest or whatever, but it sounds like he's already in it.
It's like but older than that. It's like Macho Man and Andre the Giant and stuff like that.
Any dead ones?
Macho dead. Man and Andre the Giant are both dead. So
that is true. They have Owen Hart in there.
I don't believe
Owen. Phil Hartman in there?
Not a wrestler.
Damn it. Do they have Donald Trump?
You mean WWE Hall of Famer Donald Trump?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Going to strip that away? Because woke?
No, I think he's still in.
Woke.
McMahon's wife was in his cabinet.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what I've been playing, and that's what I'm looking forward to playing.
I'm happy you've been playing stuff, Connor. One of us is playing stuff.
Austin's playing stuff, too.
Well, yeah. I'm not. But I'm doing it for reasons.
All right, well, tell us about the person that you picked up.
All right, is this Am I an Asshole?
Okay.
Love
so
it.
So I get a ride.
Here's the asshole.
In downtown meter, Dallas.
I'm going to change this as you tell the story.
I get a ride downtown Dallas.
Okay.
It's like... Why is that? Why'd you move it?
No, we'll go back up.
And to pick up, and it's sort of like in South Dallas. It's sort of a sketchy area, and then I get to like,
okay,
they're like warehouse buildings, and it's like, it's this dirt road that goes to a dead end, and there's like an overpass and a bunch of like bushes and stuff like that. It looks like there's like a ditch.
Okay.
And once I get there, sometimes you'll get messages like, hey, this is the gate code or meet here. And it said, I'm under the bridge. Go under the bridge over the passway. I'm there. And I just go, nope. And I turn my car around. I look around. And as I see this guy with a bunch of plastic bags he's holding, hobbling to my car, I cancel the ride and drive off.
You're at about 65%. Asshole.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think understandable, without a doubt.
Yeah. But reasonable, maybe not. It might have just been a guy who was under the bridge because it was hot.
He looked like...
But he needed a ride, and his money is just as good as anyone else's.
It's yeah.
What, didn't want your car to get stinky?
What did he rate you?
Okay, you're at 85% now.
What did he rate you?
I don't know. I don't think he rated me. I canceled the ride before he could get in.
Okay.
I canceled. Oh, okay. So before I even saw him, my decision was to cancel because it was a sketchy area.
I think that's fair. I would say the idea of someone saying like, hey, this is a dead end and I'm under the overpass, I would be like, I don't think so.
Yeah. Trey? Yeah.
What color was this man?
He was, I think he was white.
He's brown from the dirt.
Okay.
And you know what? I don't see color when it comes to sketchy situations.
That's true. You see all sorts of colors in your weird, sketchy situations. You find
Austin, yourself. You know what? Trey doesn't. The only color Trey sees is green.
I do. Hey, I watched Remember the Titans yesterday, and I'm a changed man.
That makes sense.
A movie about race?
Yeah. You never seen it?
I've never seen it.
Whoa.
Look, I was not a big
Remember the Titans
guy.
Watching party.
Let's not do that. It's not that great.
It's pretty good. It's probably the best of the Disney sports movies.
Yes. Yes. And as far as like Disney movies that are schlocky and not
it's better
really
than
historically
Invincible.
Accurate.
It's better than Hoosiers. It's better
It's because
than...
Denzel Washington's in it and he's the GOAT.
He's very good.
He's the GOAT.
And Hayden Panettiere's in it.
I don't even know. Ethan Suplee's in it.
Yeah.
Turk
Ryan
from
Gosling's
Scrubs
in
is
it.
In it. Who's that? I have no clue who that is. He just said a name I don't know.
The guy who plays the linebacker is in The Wire. The other one.
Oh, yeah. You got Stringer Bell.
Yeah, the other guy is in...
David Minow's in it?
No, what's the motorcycle show?
Oh, Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. Ron Perlman?
No, the other linebacker was in that movie. Or he was in that show. Pretty good,
I don't know who you said. Brian Gusage? I don't even know who that is.
I don't know what we're talking about.
I don't know.
All right, we'll see the news.
Yeah, let's do that. Do the new song to La La Land, City of Stars, Austin.
I don't know any
City
La La Land.
City of Stars.
I love that movie.
Are
but
they
I,
shining
It's been a while. We've got some games cast news for all of you gamers out there. We've got the big stories about Gamescom and Gamescom. Here comes all the stories.
Oh, are you doing to do to do to do to do to do to do to do? All right.
Well, now he's not because you interrupted
him.
The gamers playing on.
It's not the version you were singing before the show.
Gamers, gamers, hallelujah. Gamers, gamers, we are uniting. Gamers, gamers, form a union to take down Donald Trump. There we go.
Okay.
BioWare is eliminating 50 jobs to match the studio's changing needs.
Oh, no. Now, BioWare does Anthem.
Mass Effect.
They do Anthem. Mass Effect. They do Dragon Age.
Mass Effect.
What are they changing priorities?
They eliminated 50 roles at the studio as part of a, quote, long-term vision to be a more agile and more focused studio. The vision balance,
losing money.
Yeah, the vision balances the current needs of the studio, namely ensuring Dragon Age Dreadwolf is an outstanding game with its future and including the success of the next Mass Effect as well. This is kind of sad. I just thought it was notable because I love Mass Effect. And Dragon Age is really fun if you've never played it as well.
Do you think they're going to make this new Dragon Age open world?
What happened
because
to your
I know
voice?
They didn't. I know the other ones aren't open world, really. They're like open area.
They are. Okay. So Dragon Age is like fake open world.
Yeah, open area.
Yeah,
like
you,
Ocarina of Time, sort of.
Yes, but the traversal between areas is less free than in Ocarina.
Oh, wow.
Like, you have
like,
to select...
It's like Halo, sort of.
Yeah, you, like, select a place on a map, and then within that area, it's, like, you're free to move around.
I get Dragon Age, Monster Hunter, and Dragon Quest all mixed up for some reason.
The first one is very different than the other two.
Okay.
Quite different.
What about Monster Rancher?
I don't even know what that is. But
what
the
about
first
Jolly
one,
Rancher?
Dragon Age is similar in terms of not fully open area, but the way that you move around, fight, and it's got some Skyrim to it, but it also has you can play it as more of an RTS almost. Like you can,
okay.
When I played Dragon Age Origins, there's a way that you can play where you can control all of the moves of your entire party. So you can plan out like a full attack and you can like pause the game or have like a like an over the top view almost of the battle, and you can be like, okay, this guy does this, this guy does this, this guy does this, this guy does this, and then you watch it happen rather than playing first person as your character. It's an interesting
kinda
style,
like,
but it's all, it's got the Mass Effect-y thing of like build relationships with people, then you can
sex.
Fall in love.
Sex.
Yeah. Essentially. But anyway, that sucks for Epic. Or not Epic. That sucks for
BioWare.
The reason I said Epic is because the next story, Epic is now offering a 100% revenue if you make your game exclusive to their online platform.
Oh, that's interesting. I kind of like that.
It's, I guess, take competition away from Steam.
Yeah.
So it is an opt-in exclusivity program that offers third-party developers 100% net revenue of users spending on eligible products for their first 6 months of exclusivity on the game.
Oh, okay, first 6 months. And also on certain products. Sounds a little...
When the exclusivity period ends, the revenue share will be 88-12.
That's not bad. That's less than Steam takes, right? They're like 30-70, aren't they?
I believe that is the case. I think that was when the Epic Store came online, that was the big deal, is that they were taking way less than Steam was. Honestly, if you're a small developer, that's not a bad deal. Like, do exclusivity for Epic for 6 months and then revert back, like then put it on Steam and stuff. You know what I mean? Like then you make the full, you make everything you can on Epic, make 100%
okay,
of net revenue.
Smash and grab.
Yeah, and then you switch it over. Which for them, they probably are just like, hey, if people are going to play it, they're probably going to play it on the platform that it comes to first. If it's a hyped game, I guess.
Right.
Anyway. Phil Spencer talked about whether Final Fantasy VII Remake and Final Fantasy XVI will ever make the Xbox.
It's doubtful. That series is so intrinsically tied to PlayStation for me in my head. My head canon. I can't see it ever coming to Xbox. You know?
What he did say was, you'll hear more. That was essentially.
Ooh.
So maybe you can play Final Fantasy VII, Austin.
Great.
I hear 16's pretty good.
I have heard the opposite.
Really?
Ooh.
Yes. I have heard that story is fine, gameplay is not the most.
That's kind of what I've heard too, but I guess I've heard the story is so good that it's
and that worth it. That might be very well the case. The people I was listening to talk about it just said that the story, they start the story off really, really hot. Like it starts off really well, and then they don't necessarily finish strong.
Mm-hmm. Which would you rather? A game with a great story that's entertaining and engaging but is clunky and boring to play, or the opposite?
I would say the opposite. I'm video game film school guy. I like a cool story in a game. I think I would rather play something that's fun.
If you had asked me 2 years ago, I think I would have disagreed, but after playing Halo Infinite, the story was forgettable. Boring, clunky, I didn't like it, but I had so much fun playing that game.
Yeah,
that's great.
Like, I really enjoyed like Saints Row.
Really?
So Saints Row the third and Saints Row the fourth, or Saints Row 4. Those are both, the gameplay is not like stellar.
Uh-huh.
Like it's solid. Or, I'm sorry, the gameplay is really fun. The story is like whatever.
Yeah.
But the gameplay is like, it's just like a less restrictive Grand Theft Auto, if that made it any sense.
I mean, Metal Gear, the first few Metal Gear Solids, the gameplay isn't necessarily the best thing ever in those. But love those because of the story, you know. It's engaging. It's not, they're not, I mean, 5 polished everything out. 5 is a fun game to play, but that's the opposite where the game, the story was kind of left to be desired.
It's like the Sopranos game. Gameplay kind of sucks, but it's got a great 6.5 seasons.
You know what, actually, a good example of story is really good and gameplay sucks is Death Stranding.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Like, to me, the story was really engaging and I was very interested in what was happening, but the gameplay of walking and putting down ladders and stuff to cross rivers made me want to tear my hair out.
It's a lot of hair.
Yeah. I know. You got a big, beautiful mane.
That's how bad I hated it. Sony's PlayStation Portal game streaming handheld will be $199.
I already bought one.
Cheaper than I thought it was going to be.
Yes, it is essentially just a remote player, though. So
yeah, it's not like a Switch where you could just take it.
Or a Steam Deck.
Right, or a Steam Deck. You're correct.
It will have adaptive pull-resistant triggers and haptics from DualSense controllers, an 8-inch 1080p LCD screen, and a max frame rate of 60 frames per second.
And they also released or announced like earbuds and a headset too, right?
Probably. Sounds like Sony's. They would do something like that.
Yes,
they're called
did.
Like the Portal Buds or
the,
something like that.
The Pulse Elite Wireless Headset.
That's right.
And then... Yeah. And the Pulse Explorer are the $199 true wireless gaming earbuds for the PS5 and Portal.
I've never had a good wireless headset gaming experience that runs on Bluetooth. There's always a delay.
Yeah.
Drives me nuts.
You drive me nuts.
Well, let's... I got one more, and then we'll do our 2 big stories.
Okay.
The Amazon Fallout TV show will be set in Los Angeles.
Okay. I think there's some fun stories to be told there.
The article I saw was really excited because they were like, I don't know, it's kind of close to Vegas.
Maybe a little bit.
But then they were serious about it will feature like the New California Republic probably, which is a very interesting faction from that game. So
do they know what year it's going to be set? Is this...
They've not done anything else. The only thing we saw is Prime Video tweeted out Vault 33, location Los Angeles, original series coming to Prime Video in 2024.
I'm very excited for this.
I'm excited. Ham should be excited too while he's on his Del Taco excursion for 2 weeks.
The video game TV show adaptation industry is finding its stride.
We'll see.
Started with Halo. Now we got Fallout.
I don't think it started with Halo.
Let me get an update.
I think it started with
Halo Season 2.
The Super Mario TV show. Super Mario Super Show.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know what Mario once told me?
What?
Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs or you'll go to hell before you die.
That's true.
That's one of my favorite quotes from that show is, Mario says, don't do drugs or you'll go to hell before you die.
Halo Season 2 delayed for a while.
Definitely.
No.
Tough.
In death.
Off.
Hey, do you guys want to talk about the big announcements from Gamescom opening night?
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, while we're on the subject of TV shows, did you see the Frasier?
Okay, we're not. This isn't a Frasier podcast, so we're gonna keep going. Little Nightmares 3 was announced. Does that mean anything to anyone?
I know the name. I cannot recall what the game is.
It's like a little exploring puzzle type game in like a desolate world.
It sounds very like 2008. That was a big era for cute, spooky things. And that sounds...
Yes, this one is going to be completely co-op.
Okay.
So that'll be kind of cool, I think. We got announced an action RPG from a Chinese video game developer. It's called Black Myth Wukong.
Ooh. You know who Wukong is, right, Trey?
No. The Wu Kong Gang.
That is Goku from Dragon Ball. This is in the story that Dragon Ball is modeled after.
Hold on.
Okay.
Don't step all over it. This is going to be a Soulsborne type game. In a world of Chinese myth inspired by Journey to the West.
There we go.
I know Journey to the West, that's Dragon Ball.
Very good.
You should watch this trailer, Austin, because I think you specifically are an incredible audience for what they're doing.
What's it called? Black Man in the West.
Here, starring Eddie Murphy.
Black Man. Ooh, you play as...
Well, first off, Black Man in the West would just be Wild Wild West.
That's true. That is true.
West, Jim West, Desperado.
Yo, that's my name. Don't wear it out.
Where my hip be at? Some game called Killing Floor 3, which they...
What a Killing Floor.
It was just...
I think that's like a stream game.
It wasn't... It was like a feel trailer. It wasn't gameplay or anything, so... It was just someone getting operated on.
I think Killing Floor, I might be wrong, but it's one of those, like, streamers play it to be scared.
Let me verify that. Because I want to catch you in a lie.
Maybe, I don't know, bruh.
No, it looks like a shooter.
Then I'm wrong.
It doesn't mean that people are not playing it on stream. It is a co-op first-person shooter.
Interesting. I just meant like it was like a popular, like, we gotta stream this spooky game kind of game.
I don't doubt. Austin, Age of Empires 4 Anniversary Edition.
So that's what is on Games Pass. That's what I downloaded the other day. Did I say Games Pass?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said it like an old person.
By the way, this Sun Wukong game looks great.
Yeah, I thought when I saw it, it looked, because it was Soulsborne and it was Journey of the West, I thought you'd be very interested in it.
Right in my wheelhouse.
Some game called Pearl Abyss, or I'm sorry, Crimson Desert.
Is this related to Crimson Dragon?
No, it looks like the most open world Assassin's Creed-y type game.
Out.
Okay, well then we'll keep going. Assassin's Creed Mirage.
Out.
That actually looks kind of cool.
The trailer was cool because the trailer was completely in Arabic.
I don't know.
They're influencing our kids.
They are.
Because that's where it takes place.
In Arabic. In
a country that speaks Arabic.
You know what? I don't want... There's no good story set in an Arab.
Does the music
Arabic
go...
And there's no... I will never allow any kind of book about anything that takes place in that region in my house.
Not even
Dune?
Well,
so I want to be clear that you first... Bible? The Bible doesn't feature Arabs, but...
Oh, never mind.
So
that was the joke. I'm wrong.
Isn't Muhammad a guy in the Bible?
Historically inaccurate.
He is not in the... That is not in the Bible. That's like several hundred years after the Bible, which is why...
Yeah, I thought Muhammad and Jesus were like business partners or something.
Yeah, you're right. They opened a bagel shop.
They had an LLC.
Yeah, they actually they created a podcast called The Dumb Zone.
Ooh.
In this scenario, which one's Jesus and which one's Muhammad?
Oh God!
Well, Dan came first, so he's Jesus. Jake is darker.
Jake is.
Call of Duty: Modern Warfare 3. We got gameplay footage.
Saw that. Next.
So, yeah, we'll move on. Nightingale, a retro fantasy survival game.
Hmm.
In which you start with nothing and build up everything. So
how do you mean retro? Like,
oh, gosh.
Pixel?
No. When I say retro, I mean that it takes place in a non-modern era.
It's called Nightingale.
It's got a Rust type vibe where you start with very
cute.
You start with very little and you like build everything.
Oh, I like that. I love games where you start with nothing. I will play Civ games for like 2 hours and then just want to start over and start fresh. And I just love that. New spring feeling.
We got a couple more things that I'll hit on. Zenless Zone Zero is a sci-fi furry game. Trey,
Wait, sci-fi, what?
Yeah,
a sci-fi what game?
A sci-fi furry game.
That's what I thought you said.
Oh.
That's for you, buddy. So look that
not
up.
Not for me.
No. Nope. Yeah, it is. It's features of, it's a world full of furries, my guy.
What is that sitting over there?
Nothing. The
that's not a litter box?
No, it's not.
What you're clearly
not a litter
wearing
box.
You are wearing your fur suit right now.
No, I'm not. It's not it's a style. The kids
what
are
would
wearing.
What would Trey's fursona be called?
Well, what animal would it be? Some sort of furry turtle.
Yeah.
A furry turtle.
Yeah.
Trey,
name like
Trey
Mortimer
the turtle
or something. And you have a bow tie and little spectacles.
I'm Franklin. Well, am I Franklin the turtle?
No, yeah, he's the mayor from Animal Crossing. Tortimer.
Oh, okay. I think I probably was just pulling that out of the depths of my subconscious.
Yeah. We got another Souls-like imitator called Lords of the Fallen.
What's the deal here?
Sonic Superstars and Sonic Frontiers got another trailer to let you know, hey, this is a co-op game. Play it with your buds.
Uh-huh.
Play it with all your buds. Do you have any buds, Austin?
No, I only got...
Trey, you can play it with your fursona.
I don't have any friends or fursonas or buddies or anything.
Oh.
How awesome would it be, Austin, so to speak, how awesome would it be to find out that, like, this whole time Trey has been a furry, and, like, when he's not hanging out with us, he's hanging out, like, in a full fur suit?
I would be very proud of him for embracing who he is.
Trey, I have a question. Would you be willing to infiltrate the furry community?
No.
Hold on. You didn't let me finish. You infiltrate the furry community, and they help you find, like, a really stable, well-paying job.
No, I'm good.
What?
But you don't
a nice job to
well
infiltrate?
outside of your hangouts with them, you don't have to be in a fursuit. Like you
don't
want to
hang out with them.
Why?
I don't want to hang out.
You're living a totally normal life, except for your friends that you made, and you're good friends with them, and they're furries, and so are you. And they
I wouldn't
you
be
get
good
a-
friends with them,
but you wouldn't be destitute.
You wouldn't be a you wouldn't be friends with furries to get a good job.
No.
Wow. Trey's pride is worth a lot.
Yep.
We got a game called Under the Waves where it's like you're a loner in a submarine.
Too soon. Did you hear about that submarine?
No, what happened?
Okay, stop.
I'll tell
We're gonna
you,
keep
I'll
going.
Tell you off air.
We got a mud. We got an off-roading game. We got another racing game.
A mud game?
Both of them.
Matthew McConaughey.
Cyberpunk 2077 is getting its final or another expansion called Phantom Liberty, which adds
guest
a new
of the show. Luke said that it's going to update everything.
It does. It adds a brand new campaign, overhauls the entire game system. The perk tree and cyberware get redesigned, new skills, and then it's a free patch. So
I'm probably going to wait to play the game till that comes out. When does that come
out?
Yeah,
I might play it then.
September 26th.
Ooh.
Never forget. Never forget.
We did
that's
get
the podcast. Never forget.
We did get a pretty in-depth Mortal Kombat 1 trailer.
Nice.
Some fatalities in there?
We did get some fatalities.
Some fatalities?
Okay, he's on a roll.
We got a young Shao Kahn, we got a young Raiden, and we got someone getting kicked in the chest and all of their bones shattering.
Realistic.
So, it looked good. I mean, it looks like every Mortal Kombat where it's like, what if the story was off the rails and then the fighting
was
fun?
I've heard, yeah, the last couple Mortal Kombats have had like a bonkers story.
They have.
And this, yeah, and this one.
And if you like fighting games, they are so fun. Like, the story combined with, like, a like good fighting mechanics makes for a very fun game. I am a big Mortal Kombat fan. I like Mortal Kombat more than I like Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah.
Anything like that. Just because they're more accessible. I was always a Soul Calibur guy, but I do like Mortal Kombat a lot.
I like the idea of Soul Calibur.
I like a certain character in Soul Calibur.
I do like that weird dude.
Is it Birdo? Voldo?
No.
Voldo's cool.
Ivy.
Oh, Ivy.
Is it Ivy? Titters. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She got that some makes titters.
And Link, he was in Soul Calibur 2.
He was. He has some titters too.
Yeah. Big busty Link.
Yeah. Look up busty Link. I bet you'll find something.
No, it's time to bring it. Bring the down the
game. Train. The game that I was, I thought Austin might enjoy is called It's called Aura, A-R-A, History Untold.
Man, I totally forgot.
It is a turn-based grand strategy game set in an alternate history.
Oh, love it.
Take a look at the trailer while we keep going.
Okay.
Totally forgot Gamescom was this week.
Gamescom.
That's what we're talking about right now.
I know. I feel bad.
Wait, it wasn't Gamescom.
I said I totally feel bad that it was. I totally forgot. And all these game announcements you're telling us about, you know?
Austin, Diablo 4, Season of Blood. It's going to be vampire-themed.
People have been pretty underwhelmed with these Diablo seasons. They're just kind of the same thing. Once I finish the game, if I ever do, I'll just put it away.
Okay.
Sorry.
They introduced a Connor game that I will be playing called Thank Goodness You're Here.
That sounds like a Connor game. It's probably like two recent high school graduates who have to save the local malt shop. And
no, it is you play as a diminutive person in a cartoon world that looks a lot like Gumball or stuff like, or not Gumball, like a lot like Regular Show.
Okay.
And you're like flying through pipes and you're walking through people's houses and you're like the size of Olimar, kind of.
Exactly what I pictured.
So that looks fun.
Okay.
And then to end it, a game I don't care about at all, but Trey will play probably and tell us how awesome it was, is Alan Wake 2.
I haven't even played Alan Wake 1.
Yeah, he's still asleep.
Yeah. I'm not awake. I'm not woke.
Anyway, it was a very good trailer. I just am not, I don't think I'm the audience for Alan Wake, so.
What's the audience?
People who are into serious games that played Alan Wake 1.
I didn't play Alan Wake 1, so.
Isn't like...
Way to assume, Connor.
Mark Wahlberg in that or something?
No.
What am I thinking of? Is he Max Payne or something?
No.
No, he was in the movie for Uncharted.
Another game that has underwhelming gameplay.
Yeah, Max Payne was a 2008 movie with Mark Wahlberg where he played the guy from the game.
What? No. You want to hear a fun fact?
No.
Okay.
do you want to hear a sad fact?
Yes.
Yeah.
Charles Martinet is no longer the voice of Mario.
Well, when you say it like that, you make it sound like he got fired. He is stepping down.
He forgot to do his diversity training.
No, because they're making him Mario Ambassador, which is a fake title where they'll still pay him and he'll go to a few appearances per year.
He will continue to, quote, travel the world, sharing the joy of Mario.
I think his voice has probably just gotten to the point where it doesn't really sound. He's very old.
He's like 67, but...
I have always dreamed of auditioning for Mario when he stepped down, and because apparently they already hired someone else, and Charles Martinet is...
Chris Pratt?
It is.
It is.
apparently Charles is not involved in Mario Wonder.
Yeah.
They got someone else who sounds great. Sounds almost identical.
You know what I was thinking?
Job.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking about is it will be like for another generation, Charles Martinet will not be the voice of Mario anyway. Like they will never look back and be like, that was my Mario. In the same way that like Kermit the Frog's voice is like a parody of Kermit the Frog's original voice.
Yeah. He didn't sound like an insane whatever Trey does. He sounds
sounded like Jim Henson.
Yeah.
Oh, weird. Interesting.
Hey, Piggy. It's not. I can't even do it.
Yeah. Have you ever heard it, Trey?
I have not heard it now before, Connor.
Yeah. That's the new one.
Let me hear original Kermit the Frog.
Not right now.
It just kind of sounds like a more depressed version of Kermit the Frog.
Do you want to hear? You want to hear my official audition for Mario?
Yes, go ahead.
you got to state your name, say where you're from.
Yeah,
I'm Austin. Yeah. I'm from Texas, and this is my audition for Mario. Wahoo! Yeah, let's go. Yahoo! How's that?
Perfect.
I want to hear
do
a real
Luigi
one?
Now.
Yeah. Wah. Oof. Oof. Whoa! Lego. There we go.
Do Wario.
Send that in.
Wario.
Yeah, yeah, now do Wario.
Let's go. Nah, see?
Now,
now do Waluigi.
Whoa.
Now do Luigi looking for Mario in the Haunted Mansion.
Mario. Mario.
Why does he sound like the Lost Beetle there?
Mario. Where are you?
Hey, Mario. Come here. Where are you? Yeah.
Sad day. Pour one out for Charles.
Yeah, R.I.P.
End of an era.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
What's
truly
your favorite Mario?
What does that mean? Game?
Or Bob Hoskins. Mario? Bob Hoskins is my Mario.
I don't know. Probably from the galaxy, I guess.
I like, yeah.
Standard Mario.
I like Mario teaching type.
I liked Bob Hoskins' Mario seducing that big dinosaur boobed lady.
Ooh, yeah, oh, yeah. I remember yeah. that. She had big. Is that your sexual awakening, Austin?
Wahoo.
Is that what your little penis did? Wahoo.
No, my sexual awakening was Brooke Burke on Wild on E, where she would go to crazy party beaches and like show destinations around the world. And there were girls with their tops off, but they'd blur them out. But Brooke Burke would get down and dirty with all of them, and she hosted nice. That show.
Nice. A little booking on the air. Should we have TC on to go to review the Mario movie with us?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Just a thought. So.
It's a good thought.
Keep that in mind.
Just like me.
Anyway. Finally, I wanted to go over the best and upcoming video games for the rest of the year. And then we can do one more thing and then we'll get out of here.
All right.
This is limited to 10 video games we can't wait to play this fall. So
10.
These are the top 10s. In September, some of these have already come out. Baldur's Gate, obviously.
I want to see footage of that. What does it look like? Is it third person? Is it over the top? What is it? I hear people talking about it. I've just not seen it in action.
It is like a God's eye view, kind of.
Okay.
It's basically D&D.
Okay.
It is 100% D&D. Like, that is exactly what it is. I've watched some gameplay, and it is crazy, dude.
It's like D&D, where instead of you and your friends being the computer, like, the computer actually does the game.
Interesting.
Is it Wizards of the Coast? Is it by them? Is it actual D&D?
I don't believe that it is.
Okay.
Let's look. I'm pulling up the Wikipedia right now. Oh, you know what? It is based on Dungeons & Dragons, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, there's like officially licensed stuff.
But I don't think it's Wizards of the Coast. But yes.
Right, right.
The original's Baldur's Gate was developed by BioWare.
Oh.
In 1998.
Damn. It's been a long time.
The game is based on the 5th edition's Dungeons & Dragons rule set. That's cool.
Yeah. I like
so
that.
There you go.
I know Zach with the Q talks about it all the time.
If you are interested in it, Trey, you should just watch some game, like watch some people playing it online, because it's very funny. Actually,
I need to look at it, yeah.
Watch, if you want a fun one, watch the remap people play it.
Okay.
Because one of them was too trusting with a character and got murdered.
Oh, no.
So, like, they were doing a quest, and the game gives you, like, an out, like, several times. Like, this character takes you to a room and isolates you, and they leave you there until... they're just like, hey... Like, they give you plenty of options to leave, and then if you don't... A bunch of acolytes come and lock you in a cage for 7 days, like 7 in-game days. Anyway, some fun stuff. And then I also saw two people started Baldur's Gate with the exact same character, with the exact same stats and everything, and their stories turned out completely different.
That's very cool.
So that's pretty awesome as well. Mortal Kombat 1 will be coming out September 14th.
Oh, so, same weekend as Starfield?
Right? We'll get there. We'll get
okay.
there, buddy.
Okay.
Oh, weirdly, Starfield not on this list.
Whoa.
Okay.
Interesting.
When does that come out?
I believe Starfield comes out.
Or is it September 6th? Is it very
soon? It's really close. It comes out September 6th, yes.
Ooh.
Mamma mia.
Whoa. Which is a Wednesday, so we will be doing the podcast.
That's 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, shit. So we'll be doing the podcast, and then the next day it will come out. So the next week, I'm going to write this down. Also, we need to have Matt Birmingham on.
I have to play Zelda.
He might have an NDA.
Shut up and invite him.
Okay.
Let's see.
He's
that would
still
be
able to do stuff.
What is Dan that? And Jake on?
What is that? Nine.
Who?
What is that? Nine. What?
Six. No, no, five.
It'll be 9/12. 12. It'll be 9/12. Okay.
Ooh, the day after 9/11.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he'll be back from his yearly pilgrimage to New York for that. So.
I sent Matt a casting call.
Save it for one more thing.
Okay, I'll do that, yeah.
Payday 3, a game that no one's looking forward to, somehow made it on this fall preview.
That's one of those games, Connor, that's one of those games that, no, you say that, but there is tens of thousands of people that play that.
What is this? Is this Chumbo Slots?
Yeah, it's like Chumbo's. It's like, yeah, it's like...
No,
it's a heist game, but it's...
Yeah, it's a group shooter.
Well, that's nothing like Chumbo Slots, which I hear commercials for
all
the time.
I don't know what Chumbo Slots is.
It's just like a... No, it's like a mobile
he's
virtual
listening to a
slots
lot of,
game.
He's listening to a lot of The Freak.
They have... Does Chumbo Slots advertise?
I believe that's one of their...
Ew.
In October, Assassin's Creed Mirage comes out. Ooh, October 5th.
That's an Arabic land.
Correct. It is an Arabic land. A game that I won't care about, but a lot of people will. Forza Motorsports comes out October
10th. Don't care. She's fat.
We're going to see the Gran Turismo movie.
No, we're not.
Spider-Man 2 for PS5
will be
coming out October 20th.
Austin has put his head on the ground.
It's fine. Austin is doing a bit at this point, but if he played those games, he would really enjoy them.
I agree.
So
that's why I can never play them.
I get it. Look, I understand. You're too dug in, but you would really enjoy them.
We'll see.
It's fine. Super Mario Brothers Wonder comes out October 20th.
I'm excited for that.
Soon?
What in October? Yeah, so Spider-Man and Super Mario Brothers Wonder come out on the same day.
Which one are you getting, Trey?
Both.
No.
Both. Both.
Austin, October 24th, City Skylines 2.
I didn't know there was a date. Very excited for that.
Yep. Let's see. Alan Wake 2, October 27th. What a big October.
It is. Be October to remember.
That's crazy. That's Assassin's Creed, Forza, Spider-Man 2, Super Mario Brothers Wonder, City Skylines 2, and Alan Wake 2.
Oh, I think Alan Wake 2 has been moved. Oh, it's moved up a little bit.
Okay. According to this list, which
They moved it up like a week. So it'll be before Halloween, but they moved it up to get away from Spider-Man and Super Mario Wonder.
Well, if they moved it up a week, they would move it directly to the 20th.
Maybe.
Okay.
Or no, they've moved it though away from those games.
Let me see when it comes out. I just want to verify. On Wake 2.
Go verify, buddy.
No, the release date is the 27th.
Okay.
So they may have it may have initially been the 20th and then they shifted
I think something,
it out.
Yeah.
Yes, that is correct. They delayed it as of August. As of this month, they delayed the game by 10 days to October 17th. It would have been the 27th. It would have been on the 17th beforehand.
Just get out of the way.
November, Persona 5 Tactica, which is a Persona 5 Tactics game, which I have seen a bunch of the weebs that I am friends with very into it.
I'm out.
But it is a tactics game, so you're not fully out.
Yeah. I am intrigued by Persona, and I do kind of want to play one of them. Four, is that the best one? Three?
Three is the one that I have played and really enjoyed. I can ask around, and I can get you an answer if you'd like.
Five was not as loved, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? No, Persona 4 Gold is the one I played.
Okay, yeah. Maybe I'll do that. So Persona 4. On my new PS5.
You don't even have to play it on a PS5. You can play it on the Switch.
Well, I might just play it on my new PS5.
Okay. And there you go. Those are the games coming out.
Excellent.
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 And so let's finish this thing up with one more thing, and let's get out of here.
So I've been taking acting classes, and with that, I've applied to some Facebook groups that do casting calls. And
how many couches have been involved?
I come across something
ugh.
That I thought would be a perfect part for one of our friends, Matt Birmingham, who's currently
podcast guest.
Birmingham.
Podcast guest and producer Matt Birmingham, who is now in a tour of America eating all the Del Tacos he can.
Mm-hmm. By the way, when I was on my road trip 2 weeks ago, I went to a Del Taco. Not good.
No, they're not.
Not and our sponsor good. Is Del Taco.
Of the restaurants with taco in the name, it is not high on the list.
It goes Taco John's, then Del Taco, then Taco Casa, then Bueno, then Cabana, then Bell.
Did you do reverse order there?
Yeah.
Okay.
From the bottom.
Okay. So I... Bell's number one. I agree. So I found this casting call.
Though the Taco Cabana breakfast burritos are fire.
Not had them. They do have margaritas there.
Get you a breakfast one, Austin, you will not regret it.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Trey.
It says male. This is for a short film, a thriller. For a male, okay.
Love it.
Age 18 to 30.
Okay.
Height and build. 6 foot and very slender.
Oh, that's our guy.
Are they doing a machinist thing?
Ethnicity? Any specific? Any non-specific? I'm sorry. Any ethnicity? Role. This is a role of our main villain, Grimm. He has a minor role and has no dialogue, but will make horrifying sounds. The actor will be under a makeup and prosthetics. This character will appear in some key scenes of the film. So he's a tall, slender guy who's
sinister,
horrifying noises. Does that sound like Matt Birmingham?
Is the perfect casting call for Matt Birmingham.
He may have written it.
He might have. I sent it to him, and I said, "You need to do this seriously."
Well, is he gonna?
He never responded to
he's
it.
Busy.
He said, "Oh shit," but yeah,
he's we'll busy eating tacos.
I might even send him in for this. I might say, hey, I have the perfect person. Just send
I think
in
you
his
should.
Headshot.
Send a headshot. Just send one of the pictures you used to take of him when you were working late at the station.
Oh, I have so many of those videos of him.
That's
just
what
being
I'm saying.
Weird.
Just send one and just be like, what
making
do you guys
noises?
Think?
Might do that.
Yeah.
Might do that. Okay.
There you go.
Just say, I have a friend who might be interested. Here's some videos of him acting fucking
weird. Yeah, just
weird.
Tell me what you think.
Tell me what you think. Look at this guy.
Look at this freak.
We're going to make Matt Birmingham a star. That's what
we're
going to do. Yeah.
Well, he has to... There's a couch involved, I believe.
There is a couch.
So.
And he is insatiable.
He is insatiable.
So I've heard.
Yeah.
There you go. That was one more thing, and that was this week's Super Games Cast 64.
All right.
We'll see you next week for another week.
Yeah.
Bubba.
I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. These visions, I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. How could I make you understand? We are radiant beams of light, shining bright even when we are small. In the fall. This is where it picks up. The snare coming in. It's good. Gets you hyped. People know the chorus by this point, so they can sing with you when you go. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. Huh. Huh. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall. When was it? Tell me. In the summertime. These visions, I can change them. Sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding, which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall.
I think you guys are
in the summertime.